Vancouver, Alex DeBrincat scored his second goal of the night with 41.2 seconds left in overtime, and the Detroit Red Wings edged the Vancouver Canucks 3-2 on Sunday. DeBrincat and Ben Chiarot scored for the Red Wings, 2-7-2-1-5, in regulation, helping Detroit extend its win streak to 6 straight contests. Alex Lyon stopped 25 of the 27 shots he faced. Pius Suter opened the scoring for the Canucks, 2-3-1-8-1-1, with his 14th goal of the season, and Philip Chytil forced overtime midway through the third period when he buried his first in a Vancouver jersey. The former New York Rangers center was one of 3 new faces in the Canucks lineup Sunday after the team made a pair of trades Friday that significantly altered the roster. Kevin Lankinen made 15 saves for a Vancouver side that played without captain Quinn Hughes. The star defenseman participated in pregame warm-ups but spent several minutes talking to trainers on the bench, and was scratched with an undisclosed injury before puck drop. Takeaways: Canucks, with 3 new faces in the lineup, and 4 former players now with other teams, many of Vancouver's forward lines and defensive pairings were shaken up. The most familiar combination Sunday was the trio of center Elias Pettersson and wingers Jake DeBrusk and Brock Besser, who had chances but couldn't beat Lyon. Red Wings: Patrick Kane returned to the lineup after missing 5 games with an upper body injury. The 36-year-old winger has 11 goals and 19 assists for Detroit this season. Key moment: Chiarot gave Detroit a 2-1 lead at the 5:54 mark of the second period, unleashing a blast from just inside the blue line that sailed through heavy traffic and into the net on Lankinen's glove side. It was the defenseman's 3rd goal of the season. Key stat: the Red Wings are now the 1st of March 14 since installing Todd McLellan as head coach back on December 26. Up next: Red Wings visit the Seattle Kraken on Tuesday. Canucks host the Colorado Avalanche on Tuesday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 2, 2025. Gemma Carson-Smith, The Canadian Press.